able to tell that little bit of Minnesota accent that's left. Judy Burroughs. Shortly after we moved to New Milford, we went up to Boston for a long weekend. I had a brother that was going to Columbia, and we stayed in this one-room apartment. My husband and I, our six-year-old son, and our three- or four-month-old baby girl. And we took that walking tour of Boston, which was fascinating, and we went by the burying ground. I was absolutely fascinated with the people there who were doing gravestone rubbings. I don't think they can do them anymore.
You can't, yeah.
Well, and I didn't have anything then to do one at that time at the burying ground. However, I came back to New Milford and went to an art store. Did we have an art supply store? Or did maybe I got it in Danbury. Anyway, I got all of the equipment that one needed for to do gravestone rubbings.
What was that?
You had the stationery store in New Milford.
Might have been there.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
So I have done gravestone rubbings in just about every grave cemetery in this town. Center, Northville. There's one, the last name starts with Pete. Pete's Hill Cemetery.
Where's that? Is that the one with Muriel?
Yes.
Okay.
And, well, I actually did one in Litchfield. So I've done a half a dozen, and I had them all these years since about 1974. And several years ago, I said to my kids, what am I going to do with these things? They had been hanging in a closet on a wooden slat for all these years. And my son said, well, I think you should give them to the Historical Society. And I said, you don't each want one from your hometown? Nope. So I called the Historical Society, and as it turns out, they were absolutely thrilled to get them because you cannot read most of these gravestones anymore. People think gravestone rubbers are ruining the gravestones, but they aren't. They're cleaning them off and getting rid of the lichen. And so the Historical Society took mine. They preserved them somewhere, but they made copies of them, life-size copies, and they were hanging in one of the hallways. I don't know where they are now, but they have big wide drawers they put this sort of thing in. And I'm really proud that I did it and happy that I did it, and my name is on all of them and the date. And then right after that, the head of the Historical Society, a young woman, I can't think of her name, asked if I'd give a talk about gravestone rubbings. So I did at the Historical Society one Sunday afternoon, and it was absolutely wonderful because I had the table laid with gravestone rubbing tools and equipment, books. I had some standing up, some not. And then I had a big old grave, part of a big old gravestone that the Historical Society owned, and so people, I had the stuff there in the paper, so people were able to go and do a little bit and see what it was like. And then I opened questions up to the audience, and over on this corner, I had a red hat. I also had a black hat and other black gloves, black lace, you know, this and that. So my friend Josephine was out in the audience. She was a plant for me. And she said, why do you have that red hat in the corner? And I said, that's because I was a lady of the night. Well, that brought down the house. And then after that, we went and had a really nice tour of Center Cemetery.
It's really cool. And it just, it goes to show how someone who maybe doesn't consider themselves a New Milfordite or how much of an impact you can have on the town and how it really does become part of you.
It is, Chris. You know, you've made me realize that just sitting here talking to you, this really is my... I've lived here more than any other place in my life. Yeah, I love New Milford.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.